Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Joining me now, Roxy Teets is an LPN and Director of Adult Day Services at Catholic Elder Care, and Oksana Karpenko is an RN and Director of Home and Community-Based Services for Catholic Elder Care. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Patrick, for having us.
Very excited that you can join us. Roxy, do I have your last name right?
Yes, you do, Teets.
Teets, okay, very good. The German pronunciations sometimes come a little bit more difficult for me. But anyway, I'm so grateful that you could join us, and thank you for your good work working with our elders and our elderly. So let's start with just a question, and maybe, Roxy, we'll start with you. What are some of the options that Catholic Elder Care offers in assistance to aging family members?
Well, Catholic Elder Care is a full continuum of living choices for seniors. We have two independent apartments, Windrus, which is at market rate, and River Village North, which is a HUD 202 property with income restrictions. We have two assisted living properties offering efficiency or one-bedroom apartments, as well as assisted living memory care options. And then our long-term care is a 150-bed skilled nursing care center with a 24-bed private room transitional care center that we also run the day program Monday through Friday. So we do have two campuses in Northeast Minneapolis, and we have five buildings within those two campuses, and we've been in the neighborhood for over 35 years.
Mm. And Oksana, is this one of the things that, I know that in some of them you can move as you age and maybe new complications or difficulties arise, you can move from, say, independent living to assisted living or something along those lines?
Yes, Patrick. It's a great continuum of care, and we have those elderly in assisted livings that need a higher level of care with the continuum of our organization within Catholic Elder Care. They can move to transitional care unit or long-term care. So it is a great way to keep the families together with their residents and within that Catholic community to be able to provide this continuum of care and communicate the needs of patient and making them at the center of their care and prioritizing their needs. So it's a great way to start having your loved one at an assisted living, and as needs arise, they can stay within our organization and continue building that trust within us, and we can provide the best care for them.
That's wonderful, and what a great idea to have all these options available, so thank you for that. Roxy, back to you. Now, we're in the midst of a pandemic that has taken a toll, especially on our senior citizens and our elderly brothers and sisters. So what has caring for the elderly, caring for senior citizens, what has that looked like since the advent of COVID-19?
Well, there have definitely been a lot of changes since COVID arrived early this calendar year.
Sure.
We've definitely had continuously adjusting policies and procedures. We have to follow the guidelines issued from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, also Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the Minnesota Department of Health. So it's a big challenge.
Sure.
Keeping our residents and families and also just staff up to date on all of the changes that are constantly happening is really just a continuous process. We've changed the way that we work daily. We have required personal protective equipment that we must wear, along with required testing, and we do screening for everyone, all residents in long-term care, memory care. When our participants come to the day program, we check everyone's temperatures. We are constantly talking about COVID symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's definitely changed a lot, but in so many ways still the same too. We're still providing the great care that we always provided, but just a little twist on things nowadays.
Yeah, and Oksana, from your perspective, anything that you would add to that? How have things changed during COVID-19?
As Roxy stated, we have not changed having our patients as a priority, but we change how we deliver that care. and providing that weekly communication to our staff, to our families, to our tenants. Also screening them daily, making sure that we wear the protective protection equipment. It's such an importance that we as work as a family and continue to stay strong and protect each other and protect our residents. Also out in the communities, it has been a blessing and a challenge at the same time. But when we work together, and especially as a whole, as the Catholic Elder Care organization, it strengthens us to protect our residents and for the future.
Mm-hmm. One thing different that the long-term care has added, they have a closed-circuit channel 6. And, you know, the residents, a lot of the residents were used to going to daily mass, weekly rosary, right. And we've been able to provide that to them still through this closed circuit channel 6. And the residents are loving that. They're still feeling like we can have prayer groups together, but still be apart.
Right. And that's one of the tolls that I think the pandemic has taken on all of us, but specifically our senior citizens and our elderly, as they find themselves perhaps in a more heightened state of isolation from loved ones, from their church, from their faith, and from many different ways of connecting. And so just to move from Catholic Elder Care specifically to all of us who I'm sure have relationships with people who are senior citizens, be they family members or acquaintances or friends, and what can we do in the midst of this to care well? And I'll toss this one to you first, Roxy. What can we do to care well for the senior citizens, the elderly in our midst who may be experiencing that lack of connection?
Well, first of all, you know, they really are missing the connection that they had with their families, with the community outside. A lot of people that live at Catholic Elder Care are from Northeast. Northeast is a big supporter of Catholic Elder Care. And it does definitely help when people send cards, not even addressed to a particular person. But if we know that somebody's real lonely and looks like they need a card today, why don't we give them that card that came in the mail that wasn't addressed to anyone?
There you go.
Yeah, and you know, so if there is a local nursing home that and somebody's looking for something to do, cards are a really good thing. They love them. Anybody loves to get mail. And also just keep in touch with your loved ones. Even though you might not be able to see them, they might not be able to work video calls right now, but the staff here are willing and able to help them. So even though you can't see them in person, seeing them on the screen definitely makes a difference. It makes them feel closer to their family and helps a little bit with that missing them during this time.
It is very important. Now, I fully realize that I am speaking on a media that is audio only and not video, but at the same time, it really is for that personal connection. Seeing a face can do a lot, and I've really noticed that as we've had to rely a lot more on technology to connect ourselves with our loved ones. Oksana, same question to you. Any suggestions you might have about how people can care for and yet keep safe their senior citizens, their elderly that they're in relationship with?
Yep. You know, in my practice, as I myself have experience that it not only takes one person to help and communicate with their family members, it takes a whole team. Here, even just sitting down with a resident or even for that few minutes or talking over the phone and being a support in any way is such an importance for elderly to protect them from that isolation. Having others to get involved, not just nursing, such as dining staff, housing. It's such a big issue in terms of that our elderly need some type of communication, and pivoting from in-person family visits to using technology, window visits, outdoor visits, that's what we have been trying to do to keep loved ones connected to families. And yes, it is more becoming, technology is becoming more common, but we are still in this together where we can come and make this happen and make them feel loved and make them feel cared for, not just, you know, not just by technology, but just showing them that we care, that we protect them on a daily basis. It's challenging and it's tough for everybody. And us alone as healthcare workers, it is important for ourselves to stay protected and out in the community because we are the ones that are coming and caring for these elderly. And protecting ourselves and coming to work and protecting them is, you know, is a great blessing and a very great resource that we gain from Minnesota Department of Health and Center Disease of Prevention to be able to know how to care for these elderly and provide the best care and quality care for them that we can.
Right, and that's very important. And again, grateful that you're doing it. Roxy, back to you. Just have there been any specific residents there in Catholic Elder Care that have exuded a spirit of an uplifted spirit, even in the midst of all of the challenges that come with a pandemic? And if so, what have they been doing, or how have they been keeping their spirits up?
You know, this is definitely a faith-based community, and a lot of our residents are really keeping up with their faith and praying. We try to keep the news off as much as possible. We want them to be informed, but we also don't want this doom and gloom all day long. So we really try to have a lot of fun things going on with that Channel 6. We try to get them together, even though they're in their rooms. We try to do some sing-alongs. They show movies on there. Every night they end with some relaxing music. And we definitely went around and surveyed the residents of the things that they would like to see on there, things that would keep them busy. And they definitely play Patsy Cline in concert and Reba McEntire, as often as they can. So. you know, the residents are really praying for everyone. They're praying that we overcome this as a community, and we will. I think things are looking up. We're going to keep going and keep praying and stay positive.
Amen. That's right. And Oksana, same to you. What have you seen any specific exemplary, remarkable actions by any of the residents or any of the elderly that you're in contact with, any of the senior citizens you're in contact with, who have really managed to keep their spirits up even in the midst of the pandemic? And if so, what are they doing?
You know, we as nurses, we make those daily calls to check on our residents and screen them for symptoms. And some of them are so uplifting, as Roxy stated. You know, we are a Catholic Elder Care community, and, you know, they pray and they praise and they say there will be better days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sometimes even come and support us as staff members and say, you know, we're in this together. They provide words of caring and also having that everyday phone conversation with each resident is so important that they were able to hear their concerns, were able to hear their positive views on days and what they think of everything that has been going on. And yes, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I believe that if we stay strong together and we continue work together and continue providing the best care that we can, we will overcome this. One day we will all celebrate and say, you know, we did it and we protected our residents and our staff.
Right. So, Roxy, just quickly, as we only have about a minute left, I just wanted to ask you, with Catholic Elder Care specifically, and seeing that we're heading into All Saints Day here this weekend, what have you, or are there any particular saints that you call upon in the midst of, in the midst of caring for elderly?
Do you mean like Saint Michael? And,
sure.
Yeah, Saint Michael. You know, we got to keep our faith up during this time as much as we can. We just got to keep praying, and we got to keep reminding each other that things will be better. And we just got to keep supporting each other. We're going to get through it, and it's not easy right now, but, you know, we've had great community support here in Northeast. We've had a lot of organizations step up and donate food, donate homemade masks, donate personal protective equipment. And so I feel like we're just really getting a much bigger sense of community, even that we more than what we had before. And, you know, Northeast loves Catholic Elder Care, and we love them too. So
great.
We're
so
trying
some,
to stick together.
Some living saints in our midst. So that's always what we need as well. So, well, Roxy Tietz and Oksana Karpenko, thank you so much.